And if you don't have the final answer, if you're not 100% living to the best of your ability the final answer, then you have a legitimate basis for what you can call a complaint, what you can call a quest, what you can call a searching, a seeking, what you can call a self-exploration. Because there's nothing else left to do. There's nothing else that counts, ultimately. Now, I can tell you from my, you could say personal experience, you could say best knowing, you could say what I've been given to see. And I don't know whether for you it's good news or bad news, but I can tell you that death is not the way out. When you die, you haven't fallen through the trap door. You're still in the same pickle you're in now. So there's nowhere to go, because you can't go anywhere. You're here. You exist. Everybody's got the exact same set of conditions going on, which is simply you are in existence. This is the way Thomas Jefferson was right, that all men are created equal. Everybody's in the same condition. Here you find yourself in existence. And there's no way out. You start to mature as a person and spiritually when you first start to recognize, really recognize, there's no way out. There isn't going to be an escape. You aren't going to magically transform into, transmute into some other type of being and fly off into the land of enchantment, which is just north of Bakersfield. So the way out is to accept that. If you really accept that, and I mean for real, if you really get it, allow your guts to digest it, that you're not going anywhere. This is it. You're already there. This is it. If you really let that percolate in you and take root, sooner or later, if not usually sooner, if not usually right away, it changes everything. Because up until that moment, you've been consciously or unconsciously or semi-consciously assuming that there's a way out, that there's some way to find the secret, that there's some magic bullet, let's say. That if you just fix yourself the right way, if you just find the right thing or the right way or the right whatever, that somehow you aren't going to be this anymore. You'll be something much better. Whatever that dream consists of in your mind. But the moment you accept for the first time that that ain't going to happen, you are everything you are right now. And this is it. Here, now. Then in some way, even if, really, and I've seen this happen for people, even if you don't recognize it, in some way you'll fall to your knees. Rightly fall to your knees. And when I say fall to your knees, it's a good thing. A certain humility, a certain recognition that